In the presidential election, candidate George Bush said that if he were elected, the United States would restore humility. That's right, humility to American foreign policy. Check it out on the homepage of the National Commission for Presidential Debates. There you'll find the transcript of the October 11th debate between Bush and Al Gore. In that encounter, Mr. Bush declared, "Our nation stands alone in the world right now in terms of power, and that's why we have to be humble." It's now 18 months later, and let's see. Mr. Bush has stiff-armed the Kyoto Treaty on global warming, abrogated the ABM Treaty with Russia, renounced the 24-year-old U.S. pledge not to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear states, threatened to fight China over Taiwan, and he's studying the globally discredited use of radioactive weapons in space. If this is humble, dear listener, I don't think we want to know what's bellicose. And this just in, the New York Times reports that Mr. Bush is making plans for a major war against Iraq. We're told the plans are unofficial, but they involve a U.S. invasion force of up to 250,000 soldiers supported by a massive air campaign. According to the Times, the war would be delayed until early next year. This, you see, would give the White House time to create the right military, economic, and diplomatic conditions. These include avoiding summer combat in bulky chemical uniforms, preparing America for a shock in global oil prices, and waiting until there's progress toward resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. If nothing else, Mr. Bush has a fastidious sense of occasion. Less clear is whether he has a sense of direction, namely any sense at all of what would follow an invasion of Iraq. Retired Admiral Stephen Baker has written about this for the Center for Defense Information. His article asks the salient question, once Saddam Hussein is out, who's in? Is Mr. Bush prepared to occupy Iraq indefinitely to prevent violence among local tribal, ethnic, and religious factions? Or would he withdraw and let their violence destabilize the entire Gulf region? Experts say such a development would make Iran the dominant power in the region. But Bush doesn't like that government either. So then what? War against Iran? This is Les O'Coin.